How do we get to this situation? I think that you can actually reason your way to the answer to that question. And I think it's not difficult. I think there are exactly three possible explanations for this situation. One possible explanation is that women simply aren't up to the task of being a professor. It's a hypothetical possibility. I'm not going to defend that position here today. Amazingly enough, some people do. The most high-profile example of such a defense being the one delivered by Larry Summers a few years ago, where he explained the absence of women in engineering as a result of biological differences. That he did that just before he was forced to resign as president of Harvard, by the way. There actually is research being done on this kind of thing, and it turns out that the gender math gap is probably better explained by cultural factors than biological ones. For example, in countries with greater gender equality, there's less of a gender math gap. Anyway, that's one possible explanation. A second possible explanation is that women just don't want to get to the top. Getting to be an associate professor, that's okay, but you know, I don't know. I don't really want to go for that last step. And we hear this discussion more often, more seriously. It usually takes the form of the following. Women make choices that have as a consequence that they don't want to get to the top. And some of those things we probably have to discuss. For example, there's the choice of parenthood. I guess you all know about research that shows that women have to perform much better than men to be considered equal in their jobs. But there's also research on something called the motherhood penalty that shows that women with children have to perform much better than women without children to be considered equal in their jobs. And hand in hand with that research goes research on something called the fatherhood bonus, which shows that it's men with children from whom the very least is expected